Okay. People struggle with relevance. You get to Parshas Truma, and somebody reported to me yesterday, he said it was great. Bereishis, stories, you're able to darshan, beginning of Shmos, you have the story of the Exodus, you have Matan Torah, Mishpatim, maybe you could darshan a little bit, but then you get to Truma, and it's very difficult to darshan because people ask, what does this have to do with me? What does Truma... And then you could really ask a more fundamental question, which is, why is Parshas Truma in the Torah, quite frankly? May the Hava Hava, if it's a history book, it's not in the Torah. Traditionally, the Torah only writes things that are lessons for all of us. And this is the very core question as to what is Parshas Truma, what's the lessons we're supposed to gain out of it. So I want to share with you a thought that I heard from Rabbi Ari Berman the other day up in YU, which I subsequently saw in Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, and piggyback that into a Ramban. It asks a very important question. The question is, when you have this tabernacle that we're going to discuss this week, this new type of home, what is the terminology that is used when referencing in the Chumash? The Chumash uses two terms for this building. Number one, the Mishkan. And number two, the Mikdash. In various places, the term Mishkan is used. In other places, we use the term Mikdash. What's the difference between the two? So Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch has a beautiful idea. I like that, call him Hirsch. Right? What's this beautiful idea? The term Mishkan, the term Mikdash, means something that I sanctify. Hence, we have a term in English called the sanctuary. That's a Mikdash. The Mikdash is made through somebody like myself, where you could take the bricks, the mortar, and the stone, and then you're obligated to take that bricks and mortar and stone and not just have a building and an edifice that protects you from the outside or that's functional on the inside, but rather it's something that has Kedusha, that has splendor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the job of the people. That's where the Kedusha emanates from. The Mishkan is not referencing the people's job in terms of erecting this beautiful building, but rather represents the Shekhinah. Mishkan comes to the word Shekhinah, Shochein, to dwell. This is the place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen to live on this earth. The Mishkan, that references the Shekhinah. It comes to the Shoresh, Shin Chaf Nun. So now we look at the Pasuk. We look at this Parsha. We look at Truma. And we come to perhaps, you know, one of those classic psukim that you have on all kinds of beautiful shuls and batei midrashos. It says in Pasuk, V'asu li mikdash, make for me a mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham. What's the deeper understanding of this Pasuk? V'asu li mikdash. What's our job? To make a mikdash. It's our job to take the building that has been erected, but not just to have it as a physical force, but rather to make it filled with Kedusha and beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it a place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live, v'shachanti b'socham, that he will come, and corollary to that, and he will be dwelling in this particular place. V'asu li mikdash, make for me a mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham, so that I dwell in it. Corresponding to the amount of Kedusha that we provide to this bias, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell in it, corresponding to our Kedusha. It's kind of like the great Vort of the Kutzker. What's the great Vort of the Kutzker? Everybody asks, you know, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So everybody knows the Uncle Moshe song. He's here, he's there, he's truly everywhere. But you know what the Kutzker says? You know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Wherever you let him in. Wherever you let him in. V'asuli mikdash, make for me a mikdash. Make for me a place that I want to go. Then v'shachanti b'socham. Then I will dwell in it. This, of course, could be the raison d'etre of this entire parsha of Truma. It is not a history lesson about a Beis HaMikdash in the past, or about a Mishkan in the past, but rather, the Ramban says so forcibly in the beginning, he says that this is the whole reason. This is the whole purpose of the Sefer HaGeulah. The purpose of the Sefer HaGeulah and the purpose of all mitzvos is that the Shekhinah should reside on this building. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, came to Har Sinai and gave us the Torah. The purpose of Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pekudei, is to recreate what we had in Har Sinai, to recreate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to this world and gave us the Torah. And he gave us a plan. Have a plan, as somebody once said. That he gave us a plan in order that we should be able to bring in HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. V'sod HaMishkan Hi, the Sod, the Ramban writes in his introduction to Paras HaTrumah, which is so worth it. The whole secret of the Mishkan, She'akavra she'shochin ha'asinai shochin alav b'nister. That the same presence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us b'nigle at Har Sinai b'nister, he should shine on us here in the Mishkan. That's the agenda of Parshas Truma. The agenda is to teach us not just the physical way in which to build a Mishkan with all the Urios and all of this and all of that and the very details of the Mishkan, but rather to take those details in our lives and the mitzvos in order to enable the Shekhinah to shore on our own bias, on our own homes that we have, to show that we want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a place. The Or Gedaliahu writes tremendously on this. He goes, that's why we begin the entire process of the Mishkan, that what's the first thing that we talk about? What's the first thing? The first thing is the Aron. The Aron should be the first thing, because what was symbolic of the Aron? That was the place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence shone the most. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu had conversations, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a very interesting explanation of a very famous Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Moshe, B'sha Hashem Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lechem Or LeBetzalel. Go and tell Betzalel, Asali Mishkan, make the Mishkan, Aaron V'Kelem. Make the Mishkan, Aaron V'Kelem. Moshe changes it. Halach Moshe V'Hafa Kor Malo Asa Aaron V'Kelem Mishkan. He switches it around. He says, first build the Aaron, then the Kelem, then the Mishkan. So, Amar Lo Moshe Rabbeinu Min Hago Shol. So, Betzalel says back, what's the minig of the world? Kelem Shani Yose Lechem An Achnisim. If I have all these Kelem, where am I going to put them? What am I going to do? Where should I put them? So then Moshe remembers, oh, Shema Betzel Kel Ayisav Yadat. Maybe you're in the shadow of God and you understand this. The Marsha asks, but the Mishkan wasn't even erected until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what's this whole dialogue? So the Or Gedaliahu explains, Moshe Rabbeinu was not living in the shadow of God. Moshe Rabbeinu was living in the presence of God. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of the Mishkan, was to bring God's presence onto this earth. And therefore he wanted to sanctify it immediately with the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is going to be, which is where? On the Aron. Bezalel, Bezalkel. He was living in the shadow of God. He didn't see it as clear. So he looked at it more from the practical perspective, that first you have to have house a building, and then put what's inside of the building. Moshe understood the very tachlis of the building, the very purpose of the building. And what's the purpose of this building? And not just this building, but of every bias in the world? To have the Shekhinah reside in it. To bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu down into the world. And that doesn't just exist to the bias that was there at Parashas Truma, but it has relevance today. Because in each and every one of our homes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti besocham. The mikdash correlates to the level, the Shekhinah, the level of Shekhinah presence is going to correlate to the level of Kedusha that we infuse it with. This is the lesson of Parshas Truma. And of course, it's very relevant this time of year, Parshas Purim. Parshas Purim, what's Parshas Purim? I don't know. In terms of what Purim is all about. What is Purim all about? We thought we had to make some sort of hishtadlis. We had all the hishtadlis that was wrong. Initially, we got to be with the people. So what did Klal Yisrael do? They joined the Purim Seuda. They joined the Achashverosh Seuda. Rookie mistake. We don't need to join the masses in order to be accepted. Matter of fact, what happens when we try to join their world? It was a rejection. And then Haman comes, and he's going to destroy the Jews. It's a Gzera. And the Gzera, if we wouldn't have done anything, would have happened. And Klal Yisrael in these nations would have been annihilated. But it says, Vatilbosh Esther Malchus. Esther started war her malchus. She adorned herself. She broke herself. She fasted for 3 days. She called Klal Yisrael and said, let's makdish ourselves. Let us sanctify ourselves. And what happened, says the Gemara Megillah, Shalav Sharuach HaKodesh. She didn't just wear the queen's clothing, but what she was wearing was the ultimate king's clothing, which is that of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She made herself into a mikdash, enabling the Ruach HaKodesh to sanctify her. Then all of Klal Yisrael joined with that same message, and we recreated ourselves in order to once again have that second dose of Har Sinai. Kiblu Masha Kiblu Klar, Kimu Masha Kiblu Klar, we had to once again regather ourselves and kind of recreate that acceptance of Har Sinai. Esther leading the charge. Vatilbash Esther Malkus. She wore the Ruach HaKodesh. She sanctified herself in order to let the Shechinah presence. And that's the lesson of Purim. And then once again, the Gra explains that Vasosaf Esther Hosifa Beruach HaKodesh. Once again, at the end, it says that Esther increased. What she increased with herself the Ruach HaKodesh. She upped her level of Kedusha, of sanctity, which is a remarkable story of Esther Amalka and of the people of Paris, where we once again, we saw first, we metamed ourselves, so the Shekhinah went away. The Gzeir of Haman, what do we have to do? Get together, recreate Maimon Har Sinai. Once again, forge that Achdus in order to let the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah reside on us. This is the lesson of Purim. This is the lesson of Truma. The lesson of Truma is, yes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us, to shine the Shekhinah upon us. But much more fundamentally, what's our role? Our role is v'asuli mikdash, make for me a mikdash. Not a building, but a state of mind, a state of presence, of enabling a Kadosh Baruch Hu to have that Kedusha, of enabling us to have the Kedusha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to shine on us. And we have to always remember the word of the Kasker. Where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to reside? Wherever we let him be. Have an amazing, wonderful Shabbos. Thanks for tuning in.